Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
You're listening to Lucy Kellaway's podcast from the Financial Times.
A few years ago, I spent a day at Corn Ferry pretending to be a headhunter. I raced around London in taxis, sat in on interviews and drew up lists. When it was time to go home, I asked the woman I'd been shadowing if she'd give me a job. "No," she replied after an indecently short pause. "The main problem with me," she said, "was that I said what I thought." This was a blow, as I'd thought I'd found my vocation. Headhunting, contrary to its slimy reputation, struck me as being just as worthwhile as teaching or nursing, but without the dismal salary. Finding the right person for the right job is more important than most things, and anyone who can do it deserves not only a place in heaven, or similar, but also the thwacking great fee they extract for their efforts. Yet recently I've started to feel less bruised about the rejection. Talking my mind may have ruled me out as a headhunter, but now saying anything that even makes sense disqualifies one from joining what practitioners call the executive search space. Modern headhunters spout as much guff as management consultants, but without the excuse. Consultants have to hide the fact that it often isn't clear what they're selling. Headhunters are selling something pucker, so there's no reason why they can't come right out and say so. Korn Ferry describes itself as the premier provider of human capital solutions, and the other big firms are no better. Heidrick & Struggles boasts that, as innovators, we are actively redefining top-level search to encompass complementary services. Michael Page's approach goes for Bathos. Our journey starts when we see a difference between where we are today and where we want to be, it says on its website. Last week, an acquaintance told me that he had just employed one of the world's largest headhunting firms to help him find a new managing director. He received an introductory email from the firm that began, "As a leading total talent solution provider, we have some special assessment tools to help identify the right candidate." The only important word here, right, acquired inverted commas, while the rest seems to have been produced by an automatic buzzword generator. All the above words are dismal, but the word talent is the worst. Most people aren't terribly talented, and once you start talking of talent, it's only a hop, skip and a jump to talent pools, with the dangerously misleading idea that schools of talent are swimming around, just ready to be fished out by the headhunter. With the email came attached a leadership advantage toolkit containing 66 characteristics that might be desirable in a leader, including dealing with paradox and organisational agility. These had to be rated according to mission critical, important, and so on. This is a low trick. It's about making clients think they're buying rigour in the hope that this will make them less likely to protest when presented with the inevitably disappointing shortlist of candidates. In fact, headhunting is both simple and difficult. The theory is simple. There are good managers and not so good ones. Alas, most are fairly mediocre, as managing isn't easy. Choosing the good ones has nothing at all to do with 66 carefully weighted competencies. It's more a matter of finding three: the ability to think, the ability to act, and most important, the ability to get others to act. To find such people means having good contacts and doing an awful lot of slow and tedious checking to discover whether candidates really are good. This is a slog. And this is another reason why headhunting might not have been the job for me. It isn't just headhunters who hugely overcomplicate the talk about talent. The solicitor, Eversheds, has come up with a list of personality types to embody what it is looking for in trainee lawyers. Finding the English language inadequate it's invented seven new words. Knollivators, knowledgeable motivators. Logithizers, logical empathizers. Proactilopers, proactive developers. And four other clumping concepts. This is old hat. Martin Lukes, Financial Times columnist and now CEO of AB Global, invented these hybrid concepts in 2000 with his leading edge, Creovation, which was 50% creativity, 50% innovation, and 120% drivel. Choosing good young corporate lawyers can be hard, but that is not because proactilopers are thin on the ground. It's because demand is high and not all qualified solicitors want to sign their lives away. A friend who's a senior partner at a law firm was recently asked by one of her new recruits, "Will I get enough sleep?" To which the answer was most definitely, "No." Only one of the seven Evershed's characteristics slips off the tongue. That is winnomat, the winning diplomat. But the reason it rings a bell is it sounds like win a lot, which is dog food, or what used to be called dog food. Now Purina, the company that makes it, mission, your pet, our passion, explains that what it is really selling is expertise that can enrich the relationship you share with your pet. Headhunters can take comfort after all. They may make a meal of talking about their business, but at least they're in the excellent company of the makers of tender, meaty morsels.
Thank you for listening. To read Lucy Kellaway's columns online, please visit www.ft.com/Kellaway.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.